Well, thank you. Well, first of all, I just want to start out by thanking you for what you do for Minnesota. Over the next several months, you're going to put a lot of the rest of your life on hold. And a lot of you are excited about that, but I know it's hard work, and each and every one of you is making some degree of sacrifice to make this state a better place. And I really want to thank you. The other thing I want to do is just give you a little background on myself to know where my comments are coming from. It's sometimes helpful. I am Minnesota educated. I've lived in the state my whole life. I am an optimist by trade. I am an unabashed, proud Minnesotan and want to make this state a better place to live, work, and play. This is a great state, and each and every one of us can make a difference. I am also a mathematician. So I thought I would share with you three things that I keep track of, three statistics, if you would, that I think are important to each and every one of us. The first is demographics. The population is aging. If you look at the period 1990 estimated to 2010, our workforce in Minnesota grew 25%. If you look at the period 2010 to 2030, we estimate it's going to grow 9%. Our retirees will double. That will affect the state's economy. And either you act today or you will act tomorrow with more urgency and a bigger problem. The second thing is diversity. Over 40% of the kids entering the St. Paul school system come from a home that English is not the first language. And an educational background is generally not there. Think of the challenge that presents. In addition, in many respects, from an educational perspective, this group is low performing. So now you have a business where most of your customers coming in come in with more demands and more challenges, and yet it is the future of the state, how you educate your population. And third, global economy. I have the privilege, as Janet did, to chair the Minnesota Business Partnership. In that capacity, at some level, I represent 112 of the largest corporations in this state. How many of you in the room know that 80% of the workers of those companies do not reside in Minnesota? Think of how that has changed in the last 50 years or in the last 10 years. It's a competitive environment, and we want more of those jobs in Minnesota. So with those facts, I'm going to put my business hat on. What do you do about it? First, let's make Minnesota a magnet. We want to keep our kids. We want to keep our companies. We want to keep our jobs. We want to do the necessary things to make Minnesota a magnet. If we do that, we can compete in the next century. The second thing, solve, do not study. We know the problems, guys. We really do. It is time for serious solution to problems that exist, not only in Minnesota, but in this country. Resolve to make a difference. Pick something you're passionate about and make a difference. It's time to solve it. The third thing is be positive. I don't know if you realize the effect that you have on companies' decisions to expand or not expand over time. Being positive about Minnesota's future creates an environment that is infectious. Partisanship, unfortunately, is not leadership. It is time to be positive about Minnesota because we have a great state with great companies, and it's our job to try to make the next century just as good as the last century. Let's not waste the opportunity. So once again, I want to thank you for this opportunity. I'll open it up for questions now.